Hello and welcome to Leaf and Let Die Special, Australian M&M's Edition. Today we're going...
Yes. Thank God.
So today we have two 200-gram packages of M&M's sent to us by the wonderful Alan Stewart, native of Australia, like, among other things, the wombat. So we're going to start with the raspberry M&M. And I will open the bag.
And they're in grams. Why?
And grab a small
handful. I was told
there was
going to be tea.
Do you really want to have the tea we normally have?
No. Ooh. That's why I...
Well, I haven't had these yet, so I'm going to suspend my answer.
The first thing I notice about these...
It's color.
The M's are bigger, and they were made upside down because they were in Australia.
And
they're W's. They're actually W's.
Yeah, they're W's. Yeah.
All mine are W's.
It's weird. They actually, the colors are brighter, actually. They're like the
especially the white ones.
Yeah.
They're blinding.
They're blindingly white.
There's actually some kind of an oil covering over these because it's wiping off onto my
Yeah.
It could be that they're just got hot.
They didn't look that way until I got in their hand.
Yeah.
How long has this been in your car?
All right. Let's have a taste.
It's okay.
I'm getting a little citrus.
Yeah, these are raspberry, but yeah, there's some sort of citrusy thing.
There's raspberry and probably got orange backup. What's the flavor? What's it say as far as what's in it? It's all chemicals.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. I kind of like it. It's not bad.
The raspberry doesn't last that long before the chocolate kicks in, though.
Exactly. That's the big thing.
You know, putting raspberry juice inside of chocolates is a common enough thing.
That's right.
Sure.
And I maintain the only good fruit flavor to go with chocolate is banana.
Ooh. Really? I don't know. Orange is pretty good. Hey, look! We've got a bag of orange M&M's.
Oh, it just blew my mind.
Yes.
You said citrus, and magically enough.
Yes. And now I will point out to you that, according to the Australian units of measure, this has 510 kilojoules of energy.
Kilojoules.
1.6 grams of protein. I think it's a pound and a quarter.
And 1.6 gigawatts of
Yes.
Let me go
1.21 terawatts.
I'm feeling energized already.
Let me go get my jumper cables, yeah.
There you go.
I wish my wine was here so I could really...
This does have...
That gives you quite a lot.
You gave me... I'm going to die.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, these have a... Now, wait a minute.
Oh, wow.
The colors on these...
Oh, whoa.
Colors change.
Smell it from your
head.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, my God.
These are pungent.
These are poignant.
It's like an orange vanilla creamsicle.
Yeah, that's exactly what it smells like.
I was thinking cough syrup.
And I point out the W's on these things. They look like the Ukrainian shh.
Yes, they do. They look like the she.
I'm almost afraid to taste it because I'm smiling.
Wow. Okay, there it goes. At first, it's not very, very orangey, but then it gets orangey towards the end, and it gets a little bit overpowering.
What happens at the end there?
Yeah.
It's an
orange lifesaver flavor.
In a way, yeah.
Yes, like there you go.
It's like you're chewing a breath mint almost.
That's so weird.
and it just keeps getting stronger.
Yeah, it does. The
raspberry didn't do that.
No. The raspberry petered out fast, but
and you'd think all these things would be positive, too.
Listen to the tones of our voice. You know, I mean, really.
It does taste like you're chewing a breath mint, but it's not minty.
Yeah.
Whatever's in the breath mint that's not minty that's giving you that taste.
It completely overpowers the chocolate.
Completely.
Very.
Wow.
Woo.
I'm
Beth, you sure you don't want to try this?
Are you sure we're not having tea tonight?
That's the first time I've ever heard that. Beth 00 is now going to be our special test subject.
Bring the chair over here.
We'll just let you have the orange, which is a flavor found in nature.
I don't like raspberry.
I know.
Wow, that's going to stick in my throat for a while.
Yeah.
Ew.
She's noticing the sheen on it.
It's now, melty.
Give it a smell.
This one's an N.
An N?
It is, look, M-N-M.
Oh, I see what you did there. Well done.
Mine says M.
Mine's an E.
I think they're like...
Wow.
Likes it. Oh, my God. But wait for that aftercare.
Are the pupils dilating or are they getting smaller?
No, right.
Wait for the aftercare. You feel an aftercare with that? Actually.
It's very orangey.
Very orangey.
Wow.
Now put the whole lot in.
And now
I love when she does that.
Oh. Yes. Wow.
This is Leaf and Let Die, not the Valaqua Marital Secrets table.
That one's over there. I have to say, though, of the two, I think...
Raspberry's the winner.
I think the raspberry is the winner, but not by much.
Not by much.
Well, I don't know.
It's the lesser of the two evils.
I don't know. That orange is pretty damn evil.
It's pretty strong.
And the raspberry only because it goes away much quicker than the orange.
It might not taste raspberry.
We refer to that as having a clean finish.
Yeah.
Rather than stumbling around the track.
Yes. Oh, here she goes.
She's gonna give it a
She's going to eat raspberry, which she does not normally eat. And she...
My God, what happened?
We have drived her away.
That is her kryptonite.
Oh, she's retching over across the room.
A little sensitive to that, are we?
Hmm? That actually, I just took one and it just about hit me just here. It tastes like furniture polish now.
Oh, you've gotten deeper into the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I still prefer these over the orange.
I think you're right.
I think these would stand up against your average $4 bottle of wine.
You're right.
I think I prefer that candy cane tea.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a statement.
I think I prefer the vodka that Debbie brought to us that week.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, that's going back for the orange.
Yes.
God, all right. What a trooper.
She wants to get that taste out of her mouth, that's why.
They're very orangey. Now, since we're here and we don't typically just talk about the things that we are tasting, let's talk about Jack the Ripper.
You are such on this Jack the Ripper.
I've been on the Jack the Ripper kick since I was 7 years old.
Yeah, but lately you've really been into murder and death.
Well,
can
you
tell us something?
Yes,
is this
I am.
A cry for
it's
help?
October.
It's October.
It's the government shutdown.
That's right. And if you're not listening to
I'm
me,
having the same damn fantasies.
Now, what's your favorite Ripper book, movie, whatever?
Oh my gosh, so many! Oh my gosh, so many! I'll roll the ball out to From Hell just because I can.
Oh no!
Good choice.
Best one ever. Time after time.
Oh, time after time. Yeah. Excellent choice.
See, haven't seen it, so. Yeah.
That is
really.
Seen it?
Oh, it's worth buying. It really is.
Okay,
yeah, you're gonna have to come over and watch it. But I agree with Rick over there. I'm definitely gonna say time after time.
Y'all know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Okay, here we go.
I'm a little afraid.
What's Gotham by Gaslight.
But that's not a film.
No, I said film, book, whatever.
I didn't hear the book, whatever part. Okay.
For film, though, that's even harder. You know what I'll actually go with? This may blow your mind. In 1988, Peter Ustinov hosted a special called The Search for Jack the Ripper. And it was on what was at that point just, I think it was Channel 44 at that point.
Okay.
And it was great because they did all these reenactments.
A local syndicated.
Yeah. Yes,
at that time it would be UPN.
It wasn't UPN then, even.
Wasn't it?
No, UPN didn't start until 99.
Because 88 was...
What was it then?
It was just an independent.
It was just still
Channel 44, basically.
Yeah, both 44 and 20 were completely independent at that point.
And Channel 2 as well.
No, Channel 2 was already Fox. Fox started in 87.
Because at one point, Channel 2 was independent.
Yeah, for the longest time. And that's why it was... Oddly enough, I love this fact, the... two top-rated, locally syndicated shows in the country at one point were All-Star Wrestling out of San Francisco in the late 50s, early 60s, and then Roller Derby out of the Cow Palace on Channel 2.
I remember watching Roller Derby.
Yeah, it was canceled before I was born.
Yeah,
that's what happens, sadly.
Yeah, you get born if things get canceled.
I get born if things get canceled. Let's take a look. Beth is still alive. And now she's cleaning her mouth out with a wonderful breakfast here at Beautiful Coco's.
I was trying to think. There was another Sherlock Holmes Jack the Ripper movie, which involves the royal family theory about who Jack the Ripper was.
That was...
Was Jackie Chan in it?
No.
Something in Fog?
No, although the poster looks that way.
Yeah, it's...
Well, you know, actually there is an even better one that I come up with right now, which was... Wolf in the Fold. It was a Star Trek episode.
Star Trek episode, yeah.
Where Jack the Ripper was actually a malevolent entity that was traveling from planet to planet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that was Block who wrote that? Was that Robert Block?
Yes, I think it was Robert Block.
Yeah. And he wrote a lot. He did that thing for Dangerous Visions, the short story about... Oh, wait, no. That was...
Was that yours truly, Jack the Ripper?
Yours truly, Jack the Ripper, he wrote. Yeah. But yes...
So a space and time traveling Jack the Ripper, we can tie the Black Dahlia into this somehow.
Oh, absolutely. Orson Welles.
And Orson Welles as well.
Well, you heard that theory? That yes. Orson Welles killed the Black Dahlia?
Yes.
For no good reason other than he was really good at it, like everything?
Wow.
Well, if you're good
personal
at
best. Personal best. Yes!
Well, if you're good at something,
cut her in half in less than 20
minutes.
Yeah,
the thing was, he did it as a magic trick.
Yeah, that's how he got away with it.
That was actually one of the gags I had always heard some comedian tell back in the day. It might have been Tree. Was, you know what I think about the Black Dahlia?
Tree, wow.
It was a messed up magic trick that he covered his tracks really well.
Watch me saw the woman in half. Really? Watch me saw the woman in half.
Yes. All right, we've done 10 minutes here. Last thoughts on M&Ms from the country of Australia.
I really love Australia. I really want to go visit Australia. I doubt that I will be eating any M&Ms while I'm there.
Hey, shrimp on the Barbie all the way. You know, beaches, great coral reef. Skipping the M&Ms in the store.
I appreciate the fact that each bag comes with a peel and reseal sticker, but that's about where it ends.
And I say, actually, I'm going to cook with these. So if you see any of those M&M cookies come from me.
I think you should go in your crock pot for Croctober.
Croctober. Excellent. Hey, here.
Uh-oh.
Try an M&M.
Run while you can.
We have been joined by Sir Comfrence, a.k.a. Chaz Winder Gill.
Orange flavored, huh?
Indeed.
Or there's raspberry. From Australia.
I feel like we're those kids in that school saying, here, eat this.
Here, have one.
Eat this.
Eat one. A little bit orange flavored.
A little bit?
Wow.
You're a man who eats a lot of oranges, aren't you?
Like orange flavor with a hint of chocolate.
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah.
I did, actually, maybe I got bad ones.
Did you
know.
Try the raspberry?
Try the raspberry.
Oh, try the raspberry. Oh, I see what you did there.
It's
well
a lot
played.
Less, like, it's a lot like, less like furniture polish.
He gave us the raspberry. There's only one man who would give us the raspberry. Lone Star.
I hate raspberry. Oh, wait, Beth does.
Yeah, still seems a little bit more chocolatey. Maybe I'm coming down with a cold.
That could well be.
I'm glad you were the last hand in the bag then.
Thank you for that, Mr. Sir.
Yes. All right, so this has been Leaf and Let Die.
You really ought to have the Bond music over that. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. You could find a karaoke version.
Actually, on my show, when if you remember the
terrible tea,
the year one episode. Mm-hmm. So when post, I did that da 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 da, and then I just had a record scratch, you know, cut it off. It was very short.
Yes, it worked, and that's fair use, like everything we do here.
Indeed.
Yes. All right.
Crap, we're still recording.
Crap.